I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A 15-year-old member of Gospel for Asia's Believers Church was killed in Assam, India, as tribal violence has erupted again. Speaking from India, GFA's founder K.P. Yohannan says people use this as an opportunity to go after believers who have left their tribal customs. GFA Bible College students are sharing the gospel, saying,
"Your tribal practices and all this is only destroying you, and turn to Christ." And again, this is an opportunity used by many of the believers to witness to their neighbors and their relatives, and people are turning to Christ.
Pray for peace and protection. Meanwhile, Grand Rapids Theological Seminary's Global Learning Center is holding an event that could help reshape the missions perspective of mission leaders and individuals. It's their Learning Center's first symposium beginning February 1st. Dr. David Livermore says the theme is the changing face of missions.
What we're most interested in looking at the changing face of missions is understanding that the American missionary going overseas is now joined by an international group of missionaries who have been sent out by the church in Russia, Korea, Brazil, and on it goes.
And finally, Alaska is a place with limited daylight in the winter. It's not only dark physically, but spiritually. You may be able to help. Send International has a goal of recruiting 105 new missionaries in the next 5 years to share the gospel in communities of largely indigenous peoples in Alaska, the Yukon Territory, and northern British Columbia. Missionary opportunities include traditional missionary work, teachers, healthcare workers, and more. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end gift, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.